So the Bealtaine Festival is all about celebrating the arts and creativity as we age, and it takes place every May throughout the country. This year is the 23rd year of the festival, but it shows no signs of slowing down, and we've got one of our most ambitious programmes yet. Theme for this year and for the next 3 years is Be Our Guest, and the festival will showcase the very best of Ireland's older artists in theatre, literature, visual arts, dance and music. Last year's festival, we estimate that about 100,000 people took part throughout the country. The festival is run by Age and Opportunity, but also we have partners all around the country. There are arts offices, libraries, cultural institutions, local active retirement groups, community groups, schools, care homes. So there's so many places that actually will run their own Bealtaine Festival event, and that's really what makes the festival such a success, is this collaborative effort.
It's also what allows it to have such a wide reach as well, because anybody anywhere can run an event.
Absolutely, and that's what makes it just a great partnership and collaborative festival. It allows us to reach more and more people. We curate a certain number of events, but absolutely we couldn't reach 100,000 people or have them taking part if it wasn't for the partners and organisers throughout the country. So it's incredible. And we will be talking about our kind of events that were curated, but I definitely say to people, go on to bealtaine.ie and have a look at the range of events that are being organised, and drop into your local library or arts office or cultural institution and find out what's happening near you.
And you're going into Temple Bar this year.
Yeah, so this is a new addition, a very exciting new addition to the festival, and it's in partnership with the cultural institutions and venues in Temple Bar throughout the area, and also with Dublin City Council and Temple Bar Company. So it's happening over the Maybank holiday weekend. It actually starts a little ahead of that. It starts on the Thursday and it runs until the Monday. And we have so many exciting events, most of them free, some ticketed, but many free. And it involves outdoor projections, tours, theatre performances, dance workshops. I mean, the list is endless.
And I mean, it's obviously like a great thing for older people, but also I presume anybody can come along.
Absolutely, and definitely Bealtaine at Temple Bar events are open to all ages and groups, but I would say that all Bealtaine events, because it's really about celebrating the arts and creativity as we age, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a festival for older people. A lot of the projects we will see will be intergenerational projects or projects that are discussing ageing, and we're all ageing, so everyone is, ageing is relative, we're all older than someone else.
That's true, and even what being old is relative too, isn't it?
It's changing hugely. That's what we always say at Age and Opportunity and as part of the Bealtaine Festival team, is that older people are not a homogenous group. 50 plus, that's kind of our target audience as part of our mission and who we target, but from 50 to 100 and something, you can't treat those people the same. They have very different needs, very different views on life. You wouldn't treat, you know, a 2-year-old child the same as a 24-year-old. By the same token, you don't treat every older person the same.
Oh, wait, one of the things that interested me was you have a life of play, and it's bringing grandparents and grandkids together. And I know from my own kids and with their grandparents, they really do bond. There's a great bond between grandparents and grandkids, isn't there?
Absolutely, but even between older relatives. So it's called A Life of Play, and it's commissioned by the Bealtaine Festival in partnership with Dublin Dance Festival, and it's also a Cushcame Broadreach project because it's choreographed by Emma O'Kane, who is a part of the Cushcame Theatre Group. So it happens, I suppose there's two different elements, and it's happening as part of the Bealtaine Temple Bar events. One of them is a workshop, and the idea is that children aged 5 to 10 would come with a grandparent or older relative, age 50 plus, and they basically take part in a creative experience. It's about play, it's about dance. Dance experience isn't necessary, anyone can dance. And it's about using your body, moving to the music, dressing up, exploring, you know, using your imagination. So it's a really exciting, fun event, and we definitely advise people to come along. Admission is free. You do need to reserve your place, and you can do that via the Dublin Dance Festival website. But it's intergenerational projects are so important. It helps both generations, and it removes stereotypes, and it's really, really exciting. The second part of that happens on the 6th of May, and this is an outdoor family event for all ages, and it's going to be, we're going to invite everyone to play outdoors together in Meeting House Square. So come along, again, first come, first served, but it's free and unticketed, and it'll be more dance and play between children and older people. So really, really exciting events taking place over the weekend.
So, I mean, lots of things to look forward to, and quite a different scene for Temple Bar as well, for Meeting House Square.
Definitely, and I suppose that's where it came from. I mean, as with anything, there are kind of certain ideas we have about an area like Temple Bar, but there are actually incredible cultural venues in there. The IFI, Gallery of Photography, the Project, the New Theatre, the Arc. They're just some of the partners who are holding events and workshops. I'm sure I've forgotten several, but check out.
The whole art scene in Dublin really started out in Temple Bar, didn't it?
That's it, and it is really Dublin's Temple Cultural Quarter. Temple Bar is the cultural quarter, so I think we want to get back to that. And part of the idea around the Bealtaine Temple Bar is to kind of turn the ideas we have about Temple Bar on its head. And that's kind of what Bealtaine is all about. It's about challenging our perceptions of older people, challenging our perception of the arts, challenging our perceptions of ageing. We want to have a fun, irreverent kind of attitude to these things. And it's the same with the Bealtaine Temple Bar event. It's like, how about we look at Temple Bar in a different way? Because there's so much going on. I mean, there's the Temple Bar markets that also take place. Throughout the summer, there'll be events in Meeting House Square. And these cultural institutions and galleries and venues are holding events all the time. So let's reclaim Temple Bar as a cultural quarter for all ages.
And maybe just tell us about some of the other events that are going on. And then, as you say, people can go onto the website. I mean, will that also be linked to your website? They won't just have to go to Dublin Dance in order to get it.
No, I mean, all the events are listed on our website, and you can search by art form, by county. But some of the ticketed events where we run it in partnership, if you need to book a ticket, it's done through Dublin Dance Festival, particularly for Life of Play. And that's simply because most of our events are free, so we don't have a ticketing kind of service in place on the site. But and where we partner with someone who does, like Dublin Dance Festival, they can book there. But they can find information about absolutely all the events, and as I say, not just the ones that we've curated. Like Emma are organising some visual arts events. There's a gallery in Drogheda, the High Lanes, that are doing a special event also as part of Bealtaine. Events in Cork. We have some plays happening in Galway and Sligo as part of our Bealtaine Festival. And I know that there are so many counties that are going to be involved. I mean, I think pretty much every county in Ireland last year had a Bealtaine event. So there's absolutely no reason why we all can't take part in Bealtaine.
Yeah, well, and maybe you'd have an even wider reach this year.
We hope so. Yeah, we hope that it gets bigger and better. And we're always so excited to look at the website and see the ideas that other people come up with. Because we spent, the festival team, the festival director, Tara Byrne, and the rest of the team, spent a huge amount of time planning the festival, trying to come up with exciting projects that are also achieving the aims of the festival, which is to support older artists and to engage older audiences and to talk about the themes of ageing. But we're always really, really excited to see what other people come up with, what other ideas, because it's what challenging, exciting ideas we can see throughout the country. It's really interesting for us too.
And are all ideas welcome, or do you say to people sometimes, you know, we don't think that's going to work?
No, I mean, I suppose, like, it's a cooperative festival, so we would never really say to someone, if it's related to the arts and ageing, then it's a Bealtaine event. I mean, sometimes we will say, well, you know, that's a computer course, that's not really a Bealtaine event, we think it's great you're doing it, doesn't maybe fit on the Bealtaine website, and it doesn't happen in May. There's a little room for manoeuvre outside of May. We're not so strict. If you're doing something and it's reaching people, that's great. But we do try and have it under that umbrella of the month of May and Bealtaine, and to have it related to the arts and ageing. But as I said, that doesn't mean it has to be for older people. It can be talking about ageing and the issues around that. It can be intergenerational. So we're totally open to creativity. You know, within the themes of ageing and creativity.